Angelou. We could live like this, one day at a time. The snow outside hardening again. The road a ski track lined by silent, rigid trees. We are back in our warm house, loading logs into the stove. Memory music reaching out to us from another room. Soon the evenings will lengthen, and this frozen capsule of time will slot into place, far behind that long drive to Fontainebleau in 81. Four of us in the car, spaced out on booze and 8-inch joints, rolled by the cool Canadian whose name I have forgotten, feeling part of something communal and special. Yet each one of us a prisoner of our private wounded selves, yearning to be healed by none other than the Belfast mystic himself, who cried out for Angelou through the open window into the starry night of our future, as he does again now into our past.